We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
You said at the end of the last segment he should have been up from day one. I rarely say things like this. I think they've done a great job with Skeens. I think they built him up. They wanted him to get some experience at the AAA level within the organization. They wanted to see what they had in him without taxing him too much, and they didn't let the pitch counts get that high. They didn't let the innings count get that high. And then they haven't really, it doesn't seem like, tinkered with him. They've just kind of let him be Paul Skeens.
Why couldn't they have done that up here? They could have done that up here. They could have, you know, did the Jared Jones route that they did with the 59 pitches, you know, to start the season. I mean, where would they have been? They probably would have had some more wins underneath their belt. How much closer would they have been to the wild card or even in the division right now? I mean,
that I cannot disagree with.
Like, think about it. Like,
there is no chance.
What did they learn from him being in AAA?
Well, I do think they wanted to protect him from an inning standpoint. And I know what you're saying with the Jared Jones and the 59 pitch game. I don't know you can do that with two guys and be so careful early on. I think they allowed Jared Jones to be the sacrificial lamb because there would have been people with pitchforks and torches if neither of those guys were up. So, all right, we're going to make the sacrifice with Jones. We're going to build Skeens up slowly because as much as they're worried about Jones's arm, I think they're really worried about Skeens' arm. Now, to your point, though, if he had started here day one, he'd be just as good.
Just as good. He'd probably be better right now.
He'd be better right now, yeah. He would be better right now because he'd have had more time under his belt. I can't disagree with any of that. But I think I am satisfied with what they've done and where they are with him.
For sure. This isn't me like saying, like, well, you know what? Hey, they should have did this. No, I'm not saying that. But I would have. I don't think it would have hurt if he would have started here.
Well, and he's gonna be top two rookie of the year. Like, that's going to happen. And so there's all that service time and draft pick and all that that's complicated. I'm trying to read about it during the break. It goes in one ear, it comes out the other ear, whatever. He could win the Cy Young this year. He should be on the All-Star team. And so it's hard to say if he was on the roster from day one, he would have struggled. It's hard to say. The way I look at it, though, is if you're managing the innings and pitch count, because they didn't really know what they were doing with Jared Jones early, and you're doing it with both guys. You're going to tax the bullpen. And
they're doing it now. They had two bullpen games in three games.
I know that, but they'd be doing it all season long. And I don't know if you're going three innings for Skeens, his first four or five starts, how that's going to affect the team.
That's true.
I mean, I can't quibble with it, though. Like, if he had been called up, if he had been here, it would have been probably actually stupid if it was day one, but if they would have done it like a week or two in to where they could have manipulated
their service time.
Home opener. Yeah, home opener. I think that was the exact cutoff.
Yes.
It's like 270 days or whatever it is to accrue service time if you're on the major league roster. If they'd have called him up, you're right, for the home opener, they would have manipulated it, he would have been good, and I would not have complained. In fact, I would have praised them for it. But I don't have any problem with the way that they've handled him.
Nope.
And actually, I'm stunned by how much they're letting him throw.
I'm with you there. I'm also stunned that they made the right decision of picking him instead of picking Cruz.
Buddy. And I was wrong about that. I said, you're not going to go wrong either way.
I still think when it's all said and done, I think Cruz is going to be a fine player.
Mm-hmm.
But not yet. And we're seeing what the future looks like now for us.
Early returns are quite good for one Paul Skeens.
Yes.
And you can cobble together a lineup. Like, they've got some pieces. O'Neal Cruz, who I do want to get to because he's now played 162 games, a full season's worth of ball. Where is he now? It's actually quite remarkable. But you've got him. You've got Brian Reynolds, who you think highly enough of to pay him $100 million. Keep Brian Hayes. We know kind of what he is. You've got the makings of the start of a lineup, and you need to augment that. I think that's easier to acquire than this. Like, they could never pay for this. Ever. Not in a million years. You can go out, you can spend some money in free agency for a starting pitch. I mean, you could pay, I guess, for a Sonny Gray. You could pay, who's the San Francisco Giant who's having a bad season now, who was really good last year? Ian Snell. Mm-hmm. Not Ian Snell. You believe I did that with Blake. The Ian Snell? Blake Snell, thank you. Blake Snell, you can go out, you can pay for that guy, but a small market team really can't. You'd have to earmark your money differently. They paid their guy. They paid Mitch Keller. To get an ace on the open market for a team like the Pirates, it just was never going to happen. So I said, both guys, great. I would have leaned on the hitter. I think I've been proven wrong. And then you got Wyatt Langford, who's up at the major league level, another guy that they quote-unquote considered,
mm-hmm.
who's got like a 600-some-odd OPS and a war of like 0.1. He has not been good.
Was he the kid out of Florida?
Yes. Big-time power bat. And hey, who knows what he's going to become just because he came up right away and he's going through it. I don't know if they're exactly doing the right thing by him. He might be great. Dylan Cruz, I tend to agree with you, Doran, probably is going to be great. But Paul Skeens is third in the NL in Cy Young an ERA as a rookie. And it wouldn't shock me if he's getting Cy Young votes at the end of the season. So they did the right thing. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I was really encouraged to hear that from Derek Shelton last night after the game. He said his changeup's good, so they just let him throw a changeup. How many times have we talked about it?
Yep.
Henry Davis, you're screwing around with him. Nick Gonzalez, he can hit whenever he's got his stance and his approach that he had his entire life. You know, Jack Sawinski went down to AAA and had a little bit more success. When you're an organization to get your hands on a guy, you do want to put your imprint on him. But with someone who's as unique as Paul Skeens, you've just got to let him be Paul Skeens. Give him every bit of game planning information at your
advice,
disposal.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But don't put your hands on him.
You watched the FS1 broadcast last night.
Uh-huh.
I watched the Sportsnet Pittsburgh broadcast, but I did watch FS1 for the first inning. And they're talking about fastball shape. And, you know, his release point isn't super close for his size to the plate. And so the fastball doesn't have a lot of run. The Pirates could have tinkered if they wanted to. Well, that fastball, it's hard, but you want it to move. Nah. Let him pitch. And they've let him pitch. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.